every step through the rise and the fall. In the pages of Proverbs, secrets unfold, revealing a treasure more precious than gold.
Welcome, everybody, to Proverbs Every Day. My name is DJ. Good to be with you here once again as I sort through some technical things this morning. You know, it's always got to be something, right? I have to do it. I have to show my picture of my cat. This is Loki from sometime last year. It's one of my favorite pictures of him, and it just happened to come up on the screen today. Oh, that boy, that little goatee gets me every time. Love him so much. Anyway, let me get rid of that distraction and pray for you guys, and then we'll get started today. Father God, thank you so much for another day. Thank you for snuggly kitties and just in general how you bless us. And so, Father, as we go through today's lesson in Proverbs that we may be participants in your wisdom here on this planet, that we might be unlocking those things that are hidden to the rest of the world, but that's only through their own foolishness and ignorance that they remain so. So help us not to be that today, Father, that you would imbue us with a sense of wonder and joy in discovering what you have for us today. So, Father, we pray this in your Son's name. Amen. All right. As I press the correct buttons, here we go. Reading today Proverbs 15 in the Holman Christian Standard Bible. And just a quick note for tomorrow, by the way, being Saturday, we're going to go ahead and double it up and do two. So we'll do 16 and 17. And that gets us even closer to being, I hope wisely, making it so that the 31 chapters fit into 28 days in a way that's sensible for folks. And so I figured Saturdays are more likely to be a time where people have some extra time and we can kind of squeeze both of those in on those days. And so that's what we're doing. But anyway, let's jump into this. Proverbs 15. A gentle answer turns away anger, but a harsh word stirs up wrath. The tongue of the wise makes knowledge attractive, but the mouth of fools blurts out foolishness. The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, observing the wicked and the good. Actually, let me go back to this. The tongue of the wise makes knowledge attractive. I like that. It makes knowledge attractive. I guess you could say that there's a confusion out there about what attractiveness is. And attractiveness means that they are drawn to you for reasons they usually can't explain. And it's not always because of your appearance. Let's put it that way. So anyway, I like that. Eyes of the Lord are everywhere, observing the wicked and the good. Verse 4, the tongue that heals is a tree of life, but a devious tongue or crookedness in it breaks the spirit. A fool despises his father's discipline, but a person who accepts correction is sensible. Verse 6, the house of the righteous has a great wealth, but trouble accompanies the income of the wicked. The lips of the wise broadcast knowledge, but not so the heart of fools. Sacrifice of the wicked is detestable to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. The Lord detests the way of the wicked, but he loves the one who pursues righteousness. Discipline is harsh for the one who leaves the path. The one who hates correction will die. Ouch. Sheol and Abaddon lie open before the Lord. How much more human hearts? This is that reminder that you can't just say the magic phrase. You can't just issue the apology tour happen. You can't do that with God. He knows the things we can't see. He's seeing the underworld and hell itself. He can see into those. We can't. He can. And so how much more can he see our true hearts, who we truly are? And so it's you might be able to fool those around you, but not God. And it's important to remember that. Verse 12, a mocker doesn't love one who corrects him. He will not consult the wise. Yeah. came close the other day. Came really close to engaging with one of these. Until I remembered this verse and a lot of others like it. It's like, wait. Nothing productive will come of this. Ignore and block. just get away from this person. They're obviously just a mocker. You know, and really it was that the whole baiting you into a discussion about it so that they can mock you. Not so that they can have a discussion, but so they can mock you. So they're not consulting the wise. Verse 13, a joyful heart makes a face cheerful, but a sad heart produces a broken spirit. A discerning mind seeks knowledge, but the mouth of fools feeds on foolishness. Verse 15, all the days of the oppressed are miserable, but a cheerful heart has a continual feast. Verse 16, better a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure with turmoil. Better a meal of vegetables where there is love than a fattened ox with hatred. Yeah, honestly, it's like, you can imagine sitting down to a meal of, you know, that's exorbitant and rich, and knowing that the other person is that's serving it there and is across from you hates you. Yeah, I mean, I personally would rather feel like I'm starving, which is what a meal of vegetables basically is for me. Verse 18, a hot-tempered man stirs up conflict, but a man slow to anger calms strife. A slacker's way is like a thorny hedge. But a path of the upright is a highway. Slacker's way is like a thorny hedge. Okay. A wise son brings joy to his father, but a foolish man despises his mother. Foolishness brings joy to one without sense, but a man with understanding walks a straight path. I might disagree with what is interpreted here. Joy in that sense, I may not be true joy. I think that might be more of like a delusional sense of happiness or whatever. It's not really true joy, but it seems like it though. Verse 22, plans fail when there is no counsel, but with many advisors they succeed. This is brought up again and again for good reason, and I harp on this all the time, I know, but it's very important, having that, what I call a war council, those, in my case, men in my life that are there with the purpose of not letting my, you know, not letting the ugly be called beautiful in my life, let's put it that way, but to actually, you know, keep me accountable to meeting goals and then, you know, really looking for advising on getting there and making sure that we're in the right place, all that kind of stuff. And making sure that other things in my life are held accountable as well. My spiritual walk, my marriage, it's important. Verse 23, a man takes joy in giving an answer or an answer of his mouth. Okay. And a timely word, how good that is. Timely word, how good that is. Yeah, okay. I'm just curious about a man here. A man takes a, what man? Who is this? Who is this man? Verse 24, the discerning path of life leads upward so that he might avoid going down to Sheol. The Lord destroys the house of the proud, but he protects the widow's territory. The Lord detests the plans of an evil man, but pleasant words are pure. The one who profits dishonestly troubles his household, but the one who hates bribes will live. Troubles his household. Do you catch that? So profits dishonestly troubles his household. Not just himself. You know, yeah. Wow, I have seen some tragic stories. We've had these kind of things happen, even within our church body, where you have people that are being dishonest, and it hurts their entire family. You know, it's unfortunate, but it does happen. Yeah, it's very, very unfortunate. Verse 28. The mind of the righteous person thinks before answering, but the mouth of the wicked blurts out evil things. The mind thinks before answering, the righteous person does. In other words, we're not looking for the off-the-cuff answers. Even when the world pushes you to that, there are ways, there are devices of saying, take a pause for a minute. Let's think about this. Okay, now, you know, it doesn't have to be your first gut instinct. Your gut instinct is what the mocker is looking for. Verse 29. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. Bright eyes cheer the heart. Good news strengthens the bones, or makes fat the bones. Just once I want to see a translation that actually puts it that way. Good news makes fat the bones. So I'll have to put it on a t-shirt, I guess. Or a song. Yeah. Makes fat the bones. I'll make that the Proverbs 15 song. 31. One who listens to life-giving rebukes will be at home among the wise. Or an ear that listens to, that makes sense. An ear that listens to life-giving rebukes. Verse 32, anyone who ignores discipline despises himself, but whoever listens to correction acquires good sense, or acquires a heart. So if you ignore discipline, you despise yourself. Now, catch here that earlier it was saying that a parent who refuses to discipline hates their child. Likewise, if you ignore discipline, you hate yourself. Verse 33, the fear of the Lord is what wisdom teaches, and humility comes before honor. We had some good stuff today. I like it. And yes, I am thinking about, I'm trying to figure out a way, and you guys should let me know too, if this is something that would be useful to you. I'm looking at, ways to do, just general encouraging tunes that are Bible based, that are just, you know, AI created, of course, and I'm not going to, you know, me trying to organize musicians these days is darn near impossible. And, you know, one of these days I'm sure I'll get back into, you know, actually creating my own stuff from scratch and all that. I'm sure someday I'll get back into that. But it is just so much fun to be able to put together music, and the thought of being able to get that into people's heads, and the earworms, as my mother calls them, to be just encouragements for you to remind you of these lessons, that sort of thing throughout the day. If that's something that's of interest to you, I've been thinking more and more about that and seeing how I can make that happen, investigating that. But, you know, obviously if it's not going to be something valuable to anybody, then I don't know if I should put that much effort into it, but something I've been curious about. So in any case, I will let you go for the day, and we'll be back tomorrow. Like I said, we're going to have more of a double answer for the month here, and get ahead a little bit, so we're not having to cram it all at the end or anything like that. So hope it's all works out for you. So in any case, love you guys. Be blessed by the best, and then go be blessed to all the rest. And we'll see you tomorrow morning, bright and early.